A legal education means you will learn to speak in a new language. You will be taught to achieve insight into the world around you and to sharply question what you know.
You can't handle the truth!
What are you doing, detective? What are you doing talking to my client without me present? You sneaky Pete.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! I'm a lawyer! That's my job! That's what I do!
Okay, Comedians in Law fans, this is Alex Barnett of the Comedians in Law with Kevin Israel.
What's up, guys?
And we're here bringing you episode 40 of the podcast. We're actually doing something a little bit different this week. We're podcasting to you semi-live, or on location, shall we say.
On location.
On location.
We're in the wild.
From the New Venus restaurant around the corner from New York City's Gotham Comedy Club.
And that was a plug that we're not getting paid for.
Right. Where we actually had a very, very successful show tonight. Tonight being Friday, June 21st. We just did our fundraiser benefit show for the Gotham Comedy Foundation.
It was our seminal effort with the good Gotham Comedy Foundation.
Yeah.
It was definitely a success. I would say a success, would you?
I would say a huge success. Bill Drews, the founder of the foundation, was there. He was very happy. We had a good-sized audience. They were very pleased. They came up to us afterwards and said thank you. They enjoyed themselves.
We had a power lineup of myself, Kevin Israel, Julie Katakis, Siobhan Beasley, and we rounded it out with the comedy juggernaut, Alex Barnett.
Right, the juggernaut.
And all the noises you hear in the background, that's not just kitschy, where that's actual noise of a diner.
That's right, that's actual diner noise. We're doing something very cutting edge here. Guerrilla podcasting.
This is very organic, as they like to say.
Very guerrilla podcasting. But we have a couple of big things to talk about this week before we get into the news. The first thing was the show, which was a huge success, as we mentioned. And we're looking forward to doing further collaborations with the foundation.
And remember, if you guys are out there listening to us and you like our comedy, I've said this over and over again, and you want to hear us live, you can hire us and bring us to your law school, law firm, legal organization, bar mitzvah, whatever it is, we'll come and perform for you.
Yeah, I would love to do a bar mitzvah.
I think you and I would crush at a bar mitzvah.
I think so. Although, you know, it's been a while since my own bar mitzvah. I'm not sure if I am up on bar mitzvah humor. In any event, we digress. The other thing we want to talk about is we really want to give a huge shout out to one of our own members, Matthew Storrs.
Big Matt Storrs, who's studying for the bar as we speak. Right now, he'd be studying BizWorks.
Right.
If I'm correct.
Possibly. But Matt is crushing it with our blog. I mean, he's been writing a series about studying for the bar exam. And his last article got picked up by the ABA Law Journal's blog.
There you go.
And that's the American Bar Association for those uninitiated of you. He's been writing some great stuff, so if you haven't seen it, go check it out. If you're studying for the bar, sucker. Matt really pulled it through this time. It was a great piece, and I think he's going to keep writing them, right?
I think he's going to do it right through the bar exam.
So you can share your pain with young Matthew as he studies for the bar, and if you are already a bar-admitted attorney, you can relive the horror in Vietnam-like flashbacks as you read Matt's blog.
That's right. So those are the big things we're talking about. We've got some shows on the near-term horizon, but they're a little far away yet, so we'll talk about them in upcoming episodes. But for now, we're going to turn quickly to the news.
Yes.
Since when has the paragon of investigative journalism allowed lawyers to determine the news content?
Okay, the first news item this week obviously has to be, Kev.
Yeah, this is a big one.
It has to be.
I know, and listen, you folks might be surprised that this is what we're going to talk about, but this is probably the biggest news going on right now.
Right, and of course we speak of Kim and Kanye and their new child.
Baby North.
Northwest. Right.
The joke writes itself. It's one of those jokes that as a comedian you almost don't want to make because it's almost like he knew that there were comedians out there that were just going to make fun of him.
Right. So, celebrities always choose weird baby names.
Why is that?
They're dying for attention. They're looking for love. I don't know.
You didn't name your son. I mean, Ivan's a bit, it's a different name, but it's not weird.
Right, it's not common, but it's not, like, I didn't name him, I don't know.
Tree Bark.
Like, Bucket or something.
Bucket would be a fantastic name.
But in any event, they came out with North, and I think they should have gone further. I think they should go to North by Northwest.
I think that's what exactly what pops up to everybody's mind. But let's be honest, Kim would have not gotten
the reference. Right, right. She'd be like, what is that talking about?
Even Kim probably doesn't even know what a compass is.
Probably. But the question is, why are we talking about it? Because we're a legal podcast. What's the legal hook to this story, Kev? And you know what it is.
Yeah, the kid's going to want to change his name.
Right. And that's what we're here to talk about. Now, I don't know how many people who listen to our podcast have actually changed their names. I know your family changed their surname.
We did. It was originally Israelovich. I talk about him in React. And it was it became Israel. The family lore behind that's a little fuzzy. In my act, I say he did it purposefully. Some of my family members say that that's just what they changed it to because a lot of the immigrants, they couldn't understand what they were saying. But for my purposes, it's funnier that he changed it intentionally to Israel.
Right.
But whatever it was, the name wasn't originally Israel. It was Israelovich. And so it got changed. But this kid is clearly not going to want to go through school being named. I mean, look, he's Kanye West's kid. I assume Kanye is going to be famous for a while.
Right, but even Kanye, which is an unusual name, is not Northwest or Southwest or Due West or Head West.
Well, that's the question, and I hate to admit this, but we have to have another child from them.
Right.
We have to know if they have another child. Will it be West-West, Southwest?
Right. Go West, young man.
I mean, is Kanye going to keep coming up with awesome plays on words to torture his children?
Right. But the bigger point is, how does one go about the process of changing one's name? Now, obviously, if you're an entertainer, you can sort of adopt a name like Bono. I mean, his name isn't Bono. I don't know what it is.
It isn't?
I think it's Adam.
That's not quite as quite as memorable as Bono.
Right, and then Sting. Obviously, his name isn't Sting.
Maybe he's just going to go by North. Maybe he's not even going to be Northwest. He's just going to be... And maybe it'll just be the symbol for North.
The artist known as North. It'll be a compass. He'll just draw a pictogram.
That's memorable.
Right. Now, obviously, if the kid is in the entertainment business, that seems normal. By the way, the background ordering is the diner personnel taking
care of it. So if you guys want to order anything, I just had a milkshake. It's fantastic.
Right.
Alex is eating some grass roots and what looks like some kind of compost ball
right. In
his salad because Alex actually doesn't subsist on human food.
But let's assume that the child wants to change their name. What is the process to change one's name?
As far as I know, you just have to fill out some paperwork. I don't think it's very complicated. The bigger problem is that once you change your name, or everything that was tied to your name, you have to go and change.
Right. Your driver's license,
all your bank accounts. I think you could probably have credit problems.
Right.
Because if it gets screwed up. So, I mean, that kid's going to have... But let's... Okay. Once again, his mom's Kim Kardashian and his father's Kanye West. I don't think he's ever going to be getting a mortgage.
No. But I think it'd be interesting, like, what if he changes his name without thinking about it to Adam West?
That would be awesome.
Even though it's a daughter. But what if she changes her name to Adam West? And then it turns out that there's a woman running around who's actually the former Batman, the original Batman.
Wait, the baby's a girl?
The baby's a girl.
It's a female North?
Yes, right?
It's just completely changed my entire...
I thought
it was a boy. That's how little I care about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
No, it's a daughter named North. Northwest.
Wow. Wow, I need to take that in for a sec, because that makes it even worse.
That's why I think...
I don't know why it makes it worse.
I think it'd be fascinating if this girl, this young woman, is running around years from now in 2035, and she's like, my name's Adam West. It'd be so retro-punk.
Nobody would get it. That would be like... It's like a hipster t-shirt.
Right. I'm with Adam West.
I just think Blanket Jackson is out there going, just shut up. I mean, you don't know anything. Stop complaining. My name's Blanket.
Right.
I'm an inanimate object.
I don't know why Michael didn't name one of his kids Action.
Action, that would have been, yeah. It was a terrible movie.
Right.
But it was
a great action figure to have as a kid growing up, an Action Jackson figure.
They had an Action Jackson figure?
Yes, they did.
That's how old Alex Barnett is. He just showed his age.
Growing up, I had an Evel Knievel and an Action Jackson.
Oh, my God.
And you would put them on the little wind-ups platform, and they would just...
Did you have the big G.I. Joe dolls?
I did.
You did? The big
kid? The
big
kid.
Wow.
Yeah. With, like, Well, anyway, we digress.
Yeah, sorry about
in
that.
In any event, here's what we want to know. If anybody is listening knows how to do name change, officially, totally, legally.
Yeah, if you've changed your name.
Or if you've changed your name, right.
If, and especially if you've had a ridiculous name like North or Napkin or Coat Hanger.
Or Magic.
Coat Hanger, that was a terrible joke that I didn't even mean to make.
Right, right.
But,
Or how about Sleeping Bag?
Yes, if you were named something horrible, like a lot of, you know, like a lot of kids in our age range,
yeah,
parents might have been hippies.
Better
so,
color.
Yeah, so, you know, like Moonbeam or Rainbow.
Better purple.
Yeah, so, if you were, that's
how many milkshakes are they going to make here in the middle of the podcast?
They make a lot of milkshakes here. I also think that might be a daiquiri they're making, because if you live in New York, you know that every diner also sells liquor.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen much anywhere else in the country.
Anyway, so the question is, if you had your name changed from something like daiquiri, for example,
yeah,
we want to hear from you.
Yeah, so tweet at us, which I know you're not going to do, because you just don't care about us.
We'll get to that in a second. But
anyway, yes, tweet us.
Tweet us at hashtag CALPOD and tell us about your name change experience.
Obviously, at Comedians at Law. And yeah, tell us what your former name was, what your current name is, maybe even why you changed it. And guess what? What will they get if they tweet at us?
A free T-shirt.
Free T-shirt.
And not just any T-shirt. Not a Mickey Mouse T-shirt. Not a Hanes underwear T-shirt. A Comedians at Law authentic, original, vintage.
100% cotton.
100% cotton. Comfortable.
Very nice. It's right. Very nice. You can go on our website and see it, www.comedianatlaw.com.
Right.
And that one of those can be yours for free just for tweeting at us about your ridiculous name.
Right. Okay, let's move on to the second story. The second story concerns a phenomenon sweeping the country now for several years and a big movie coming out really at the crest of this phenomenon. I talked, of course, about zombies and the movie World War Z.
World War Z. It was a book that, unfortunately, did you read it? I didn't read the book.
I don't read zombie stuff.
Yeah, I read anything, but I didn't read World War Z, though I heard it was an amazing book. This is one of those instances where will the movie live up to the book? Probably not.
Well, book is, I think, generous. I think it was a graphic.
No, it was a book. It was a full novel.
Okay, it actually had words, not just pictures.
It was a full novel. It was a sequel to, I think it was called The Hand Guide to Surviving the Zombies, or Zombies Hand Guide to the Apocalypse, or something like that. And this is the sequel that was turned into a movie with Brad Pitt.
Oh, and the book was written by Mel Brooks' son, right?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously the Brooks family is known for their love of zombies.
Who knows? Who knew?
But in any event, World War Z, now a movie with Brad Pitt and a cast of many zombies.
Yes, it's a lot of Brad Pitt running from zombies, which is pretty much what happened in zombie movies.
Right.
The cast is just running from zombies, and some of the unfortunate few get eaten by zombies. These are actually the worst kind of zombies because they sprint. So zombies who sprint. I don't mind zombies who amble.
Right. I always thought the movie was they couldn't move fast, but then 28 days later,
and that scared
debunked that.
And that scared the crap out of me.
Right, because, you know, always was that zombies could not go quickly, and now we find out that, in fact, no, zombies are all, you know, Jamaican sprinters.
Yes, they're all Usain Bolt, just looking for brains. But yeah, this is a big movie coming out, and it's not just the movie, though. The whole zombie culture is huge right now with Walking Dead, and the zombie walks are all over the place. I live in Asbury. There's a huge zombie walk that pulls out thousands of people every year.
Right.
And it's a big deal, but so which poses the question to us, because a lot of people, they're preppers for the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
Who genuinely believe that this is coming, which is just fascinating and really makes me wonder about the quality of human intelligence. But these people do think that the zombie apocalypse is coming. So if it is, if we're going to just, you know, suspend disbelief, if the zombie apocalypse is happening, it does pose a lot of interesting legal questions.
Well, like what, for example? First of all, before you go there, let's make sure people know we did our own zombie video.
We did, and we considered some of these questions, and we put it on tape, and hopefully you've seen it. If you haven't, you can check it out on our website, www.comediansatlaw.com. We're on YouTube. We have our own Comedians at Law channel. The title of the video is Walker Z Esquire, actually, and it is about, surprise, surprise, a zombie lawyer.
It's very, very funny, even if Kevin is the zombie.
This was my debut role, so if they're looking for a new action star, forget The Rock. Kevin Israel is coming on the scene.
Right, as a zombie action hero. But let's go back now to the movie and the legal questions it raises, which we were talking about just before we went on air.
Well, you know, it raises, you know, questions that we actually see every day in life with, like, Big Pharma. They were probably to be blamed for this zombie apocalypse.
Well, that's exactly what we were talking about. Number one, I was a plaintiff's lawyer doing a lot of mass tort work. So the question I posed to Kevin was, would there be a case against Big Pharma for the medications, the side effect of which was causing people to become zombies? Or, alternatively, if Big Pharma came up with a treatment for zombies, zombieism, you know they would only come up with just that, a treatment, not a cure, because
right.
they want to make money.
You want to propagate the disease to keep your medicine going.
Right. So, first of all, what we need to come up with is, what is the medicine to treat zombieism? Like, you know, the herpes medications always have these crazy
side effects.
Names, too, I was thinking.
I was thinking
Herpex or, you know,
yeah.
Snake, I don't know what they call it, snake bite. Or
yes, a lot of times it's called stuff that, and I like the commercials because they never tell you really what it is. It's just a vague name and a woman running, you know, through a field with a kite.
Right, a guy on a bicycle.
And then it just tells you the side effects, and you never actually find out what this thing cures.
Right, actually, the herpes commercials are a lot like the men's erectile dysfunction commercials.
Apparently two things Alex knows a lot about. I don't know why he's watching all these commercials, but...
Well, I don't take those medications, but I watch the programming at which those commercials are aired.
He protested too much.
No, listen, you know my hypochondria. There's no way that I have any kind of...
I would like to know what... I don't know what you would call the zombie cure. I guess xenomore?
Treatment.
Right. Xenomore, Z-Way.
They always end with an X.
Z-Way-X?
You know, like the medication
right.
that always end with an X, like
right.
Fosamax and
yes.
whatever. So... it would have to be like Zombex.
Yeah, Zombex. And how would you get the zombie to take the medicine?
That raises another point. Now there's going to be a whole list of I think, legal practitioners coming up where medical professionals are getting bitten by their patients.
What about zombie rights? What if the zombie wants to be a zombie?
Like a whole zombie... Now, they're not human rights.
Right, so they're zombie rights.
They're zombie rights.
Don't zombies have a right to be a zombie?
And then the question, and I know you're going to consider this a low blow, but with the GOP, are they going to be against zombies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the zombies are immigrating. They're crawling across the
Listen,
border.
They're trying to take our jobs is the problem.
I mean, I could see Mitch McConnell standing up in the Senate, you know, giving a speech with his turkey neck falling in the breeze.
No, see, because it's all the Republicans that have turkey necks. There's no old farts amongst...
There is only one old Democrat with a turkey neck, and it's actually the guy from your state, Bill Bradley. Bill Bradley has a turkey neck, and it makes him look like a pelican. And Mitch McConnell is the only one I've seen with a neck.
Bill Bradley isn't in the U.S. Senate anymore.
No, but he was.
Right, yes.
And he is from New Jersey.
Yes, he is from New Jersey.
So, not originally, though. He's from Missouri originally. But in any event, so Mitch McConnell will get up and give an anti-zombie rights speech accusing Obama of letting too many zombies in the country at once.
What, is Obama a zombie? How do we know he's not a zombie? Have we seen his non-zombie certificate?
Right, his
I want him to produce his zombie-free certificate before... Because a zombie can't run for president. I mean, that's clear in the Constitution.
I don't know if it's clearly in the Constitution.
Well, it is now.
I disagree. Anyway, so...
The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life. Zombies are not alive.
Interesting.
There you go.
What if the answer is that we're trying to give them life by giving them Zombex?
I don't even know what we're arguing about anymore. But it's ridiculous. And listen, the moral of this story is, the deeper meaning is, go to YouTube and watch the Walker C video.
Right. And send us comments about Kevin's makeup, which, by the way, is actually quite good.
Yes, yes. Very lovely girl named Joy did the makeup. She's an amazing makeup artist. She's credited on the video. If you're looking for great makeup, definitely check her out. Joy Hollywood.
And let's give a shout-out to the videographer, Fab.
Yes, Michael Skloy was the videographer. He did a great job. He was actually a lot more artistic than I thought he was going to be. And he produced it great. And so definitely check it out. It's fun. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. And who knows? Maybe some people will be going as Walker Z for Halloween.
I would love that. All right, well, let's move on to the third news story this week.
Something else horrifying.
This one is a real-life, like, sort of news of the weird story, Kev. And this one, when I sent it to you, I know that your eyes popped wide open.
This one made my butt pucker a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know that you need to go there. But
I did.
All right. A woman, and I have to look up where she was from, but she bought a bag of potatoes at her neighborhood Walmart, took them home, was opening the bag, noticed something orange in the bag. She thought maybe it was just a bad potato, and in fact, it was a foot-long snake.
I would have literally started to scream like an 8-year-old little girl.
Right. Well, the woman didn't. Actually, she was very fleet of foot and clear of head, clear of mind. She apparently just closed the bag up, and...
She did scream, for the record. She did say, I screamed.
Right, but she called the store. This is the best part, I think. She called the store to complain, and they said, well, if she brought the bag in, maybe they'd give her a refund.
Like she should have brought it in and thrown the snake at them.
Right, I mean, I feel like she should have gone back to the store and, like, hid the snake somewhere else without telling them where it was. Like, how can you not... First of all, how does a snake get into the bag that you don't know it's there?
But I'm sick of all these friggin' snakes in my friggin' potatoes. Right. If we were able to curse, that would have been a lot more funnier, and my Sam Jackson impression would have been better, but...
Oh, like snakes on a plane reference?
Yeah. Snakes in my potatoes.
Right.
That's going to be the sequel, Sam Jackson. Start next year.
We should do a video.
Oh, we should
do a video. Snakes in my potatoes. Look for that soon on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Snakes in our potatoes. We might do, like, a mashed potatoes snake in an event.
Snakes coming out of your French fries.
This is a legal question, because if you buy a banned product from a merchant, you should be able to take it back and get your money back. I mean, that's fundamental, you know, consumer law.
Look, she got more than she bargained for.
Well, now the question is, did they argue that? Did they say, look, you got a free snake?
A free snake. They should have just put up a sign immediately that said, with every bag of potatoes, free snake.
Right. They should have said, in fact, this is a very rare, Peruvian corn snake.
Yes, it was a corn snake, which shows you that Alex and I live on the East Coast, because I have no idea what a corn snake is.
And look, even on the comments of the news article we found, someone said... You get a free snake with every bag. See, I think Walmart, they missed the boat on this.
Yeah, they really did. Walmart could have gone into the pet business.
They should have said, you know what? In fact, it was a rare Chinese corn snake, because we know that they get everything they sell from China. And they could have said, no, this is a Chinese corn snake.
You know what? Wait, this is a great comment. And folks, if you ever really want some fun when you look at these news articles, make sure you don't stop at the articles. Read the comments.
Right.
Because the comments really show sometimes the brilliance and the stupidity that exists out there. But this one person said... Steve W. commented on the article. Funny, how wouldn't you notice a 3.5-foot snake in a bag of potatoes, and she just happened, in quotes, to have a snake cage available in her house? I'm betting she'll sue. So he's suggesting that she was setting this up for... That's a really long way to go for litigation.
All right, I mean, that's like... Well, but, you know, in the old days, people would walk out into traffic to get hit by cars, or they would, accidentally spill hot coffee on their laps.
But if that's true, then she should win an award for creative false litigation.
You know what? We should suggest that to the ABA. The fraudulent plaintiff award. Listen, I can't speak to this because I'm afraid of snakes. I'm more afraid of snakes than zombies and...
children and
germs. And germs.
Yeah, and Alex is terrified of germs.
I am terrified.
He's leaking mucus all over this nice...
No, I'm not leaking mucus, but I am... Well, I have a cold. But, look, snakes are frightening things. I mean,
I'm not scared of snakes.
Do you have a snake?
So you have to have something to not be scared.
So if a boa constrictor came to this diner right now,
it wouldn't bother me. I'm not trying to make myself out to be brave, but if a cricket jumped in here, I'd be up in the air like a cat. But snakes don't bother me.
Really?
Yeah.
For the record, snakes bother the crap out of me, and I'm also afraid of scary movies. And by scary, I mean
Alex is a hero. He's a very manly man.
I am a hero because I will, at times, go to see scary movies.
So what you'll be seeing is...
I want to see it. I want to see the world.
I don't think it's going to be... I think it's going to be more of an action movie.
I feel like it's a family-friendly movie.
Yeah, it looks very family-friendly.
But for Comedians in Law fans, when I was on the road with some of our other members when we were in Ohio, I went to see...
That's right, you did.
I went to see Mama with them, and Mama is a scary...
We just saw Mama.
It was a scary movie. And I have kids. It really scared me. The Sixth Sense, I couldn't watch it. I had to cover my eyes.
He was dead.
I know. Well, dude, spoiler alert, hello.
Well, listen, if you haven't seen Sixth Sense by now, you're probably not listening to podcasts.
All right. Well, anyway, so the point is, do we think this woman should prevail in the event that Walmart would dispute the refund to her for the snake
event? I think them not honoring a refund for having a snake in the bag is almost inconceivable to me.
Do you think that other stores will start serving snake in a bag?
I think we should, yeah. I think that should be, that's, you know, sometimes when I alone with my lady, that's what I like to call it.
Snake in a bag?
Yeah. It's a boa.
That's so, such an unappealing, I'm eating food here. I mean, like, God. Anyway, all right. That's the news for this week. We have to move to our interview. This week we have a fantastic interview, really exciting.
Yes, a good friend of ours.
A good friend of ours, the founder of Only in Law School, which is a very, very active website and dynamic Facebook page, Trey Robinson.
All right, guys, this is Kevin Israel of Comedians at Law. I have with us this week Trey Robinson of Only in Law School. Onlyinlawschool.com is a website he created while he's in law school. He just graduated, and he's studying for the bar. How you doing, Trey?
I've been better, but can't complain too much.
I think everybody listening right now feels your pain and is probably wincing at the memory of their own misery that they went through. So what's the last thing you learned? That's not good. That's not a good sign, Trey.
Too much. It's all blurring together at this point. I can't pick out one piece of information. The last thing I learned is that I failed my last essay that I submitted to be graded.
I think you're supposed to. Don't they tell you that you're supposed to slowly fail them and then just get eke by?
I'll take your word for it. I'm just hoping they're trying to scare me, and that works for me.
Well, listen, I think you're going to be fine. You just graduated from where did you just graduate from law school?
Just finished at the University of South Carolina.
Very nice. Did you enjoy it?
I really did. It was fun. I had a lot of great classmates. It was very collegial, and
You actually had a positive law school experience.
Yeah. The social aspect, at least.
Right, obviously. Everybody likes the happy hours.
Yeah.
So, but let's be honest, we don't really care about your legal education. What we care about is Only in Law School. How did this come about, and what is it?
Well, it honestly came about while I was sitting in class trying to think of things outside of class to do. When I got to law school, I quickly thought, I really don't want to be a lawyer, and I started delving into thinking about other ways to use my legal education experience for good. And one day I just came up with the idea for this website. It's kind of based off some other websites that are out there, like F My Life or Total Frat Move, that kind of try to let people share their experiences that they have in common together. And I quickly realized that there is a lingo to law school, and that there's experiences that only you get to have in law school. And so I developed this website over the course of my Christmas break from my first semester of law school, and got it live by the time I got back.
And so not only were you dealing with the 1L year of law school, you were creating a website.
Yeah, I actually first launched the website, or got the domain name, during my second week of exams. And
how'd you do that semester, Trey?
I did all right. I did all right, surprisingly.
Wow, that's impressive. If any potential employers note that Trey Robinson can multitask.
Yeah, I have to multitask. I get burned out too easily if I spend all my time doing the same thing. But
so what happened? So did Only in Law School explode right off the bat?
Not honestly. It was a slow start, and I think we really got more attention once I started doing more of the social media aspect of it, and started doing more Facebook posts, and also keeping a Twitter. And I can really point back to, it was probably last February or 2 Februaries ago, so a year and a half ago, that I had posted some meme that I had made, and posted it on the Facebook page, and it got like 1,000 shares. And in the course of a day, our page went from 500 followers to about 5,000.
Wow, and that's all it takes.
Yeah, it was really remarkable to see how the internet works, and see how, you know, you can have that one hit, and then it gets you a steady stream of traffic from then on. And the site, the traffic kind of fluctuates depending on the time of the semester and the time of year. It's kind of funny to watch. We probably get anywhere from 100 to 500 visits a day, and it always increases the closer you get towards the end of the semester, which to me seems counterintuitive, because you think people will be studying more, but in fact they're...
Well, everybody's just looking to escape from studying for finals.
Exactly. And
what's the traffic been like during during bar now?
During bar, it's all, the summer's always slow. I was always hoping to have more, you know, people share about their summer associate experiences and, stories like that, but it people kind of lose track. And I think it's because when you leave work for the day that, you get to leave it all behind and not have to worry about it. So the next day,
right.
And also maybe our site is blocked by firm computer systems. You never know.
Right. Just so our listeners understand, yeah, Only in Law School is it's a site that law school students can go on and post funny little observations or experience from their day as a law student. I'm looking at the page right now. One of the posts that jumps out at me is finals week. There's no such thing as friends. There are those who won't jack up the curve and are allowed to live, and those who might wake up confused and alone in Nicaragua come exam time. That's a pretty intense observation from a law school student.
Definitely. You get some that are really funny and some that you can tell someone's just blowing off some steam and they're just in a rut and they're frustrated. One of my favorites has probably always been all of my friendship in law school are based on the mutual hatred of others.
And sadly, that's true. That is,
yeah.
That is unfortunately true. Well, and you know, as a member of Comedians at Law, I want to thank you. You've allowed us to kind of link up with you guys on Only in Law School. We've been posting on your Facebook page too. I personally every Friday have been trying to create a meme of our own that discusses law school or actually bar prep. And what you guys are going through, and it seems that people really enjoy making fun of bar prep because we've gotten a lot of likes and a lot of shares of some of the memes we've been doing. So it seems to be appreciated when people are sharing the misery.
Yeah, misery loves company, and Bar Review is nothing but pure misery in my opinion and from my experience. But it's guys like you and the stuff that you make that help us get through it in today's day and age. We need an outlook and we need a source of entertainment.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely what we're trying to do here anyway. So what's your plan with the site? Cause I mean, clearly this is, you know, every year there's going to be new law school students. There's going to be a new 1L class. This is really a site that could just keep going.
It really is, and it's set up to run itself. It's set up where that it has a moderating feature so that people can vote whether or not a post actually makes it to the main site. And so really the site requires no maintenance, and it runs itself, so I'd love to see it to keep going. I would like to see it expand, and I always wanted to expand it myself, and honestly, I would start on it and then get distracted by something else or schoolwork. And as
right,
I went on in law school,
like your future education and career.
Yeah. I started to take exams a little bit more seriously after my first semester.
That happens.
Yeah. So, I definitely would love to see the website incorporate, some photo features into it and not limit it to just text. And at one point, I had someone who was working on developing a mobile app for it, and I haven't talked to them in a long time because they started on it right before they started Bar Review, then they started work. So they're into the real-world grind now, so I'll have to re-find someone to do it again. But I definitely want to keep the site alive and keep the idea alive because I really think that it's a great outlet for law students, and you can have some fun with it too. And I think there is room for growth, and partnering with you guys has been a great opportunity for our traffic and also to, you know.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely been huge for us, and we are whores of legal comedy. So anything we can do to get our name out there and spread the word and maybe make the burden and the misery of law school just a little bit easier is our personal good deed that we're passing on as we've pretty much given up our own legal dreams But speaking of legal dreams, I don't want to blow up your spot, but you're one of the lucky ones who has a job. So not only do you have a successful website, but you've got a career to move on to.
Yeah, I'm moving to Charleston, which is home for me, to work at a firm there and do transactional work. And I'm also currently studying for, in addition to the bar exam, 4 days before that, I'm taking the NFL agent exam as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So, wow, yeah. you really got a plan.
I don't know if it's a plan. I got dreams and I've got ideas. Whether or not they come to fruition, we'll see.
Well, listen, man, that's all that matters. But it's been awesome talking with you, Trey. We hope to keep up our partnership, and we'll do anything we can to keep pushing the Only in Law School name. If you're listening to this and you haven't checked out Only in Law School, go to their site. It's simple. It's onlyinlawschool.com. You can read what current law school students and bar preppers are going through. If you've already been through law school and you've passed the bar, you might get it. It might be like a little bit of a Vietnam flashback as you read some of these, because they really cut quite close to home. Your guys are on Facebook and you're on Twitter, right?
Yep.
And so check them out on Facebook, Only in Law School, and on Twitter, just, I assume it's just at Only in Law School.
Yes.
And definitely give them some love. We'll keep promoting you, Trey, and we appreciate the partnership that we created, and we look forward to seeing it go forward in the future.
Definitely, and I appreciate you guys having me on here, and I look forward to our future ventures together.
Absolutely, and hey, Trey, good luck at the bar. Try not to beat yourself up too much. Go out once in a while.
All right, I appreciate it. I will do.
All right, thanks a lot, Trey.
Have a good one.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. That works out.
That was a great interview. Trey is a really funny dude.
He has a great story. He's also preparing for the bar. He's going through a lot. He's got this great website going that we've kind of teamed up with. And check it out. Check out Only in Law School.
Right. So now, Kev, the favorite part of the show for you.
Here we go.
I know it. I know you love it. I know we can't get enough of it. And, of course, I'm talking about Good Cop, Bad Cop.
I'm really sorry about that. I just, I saw how aggressive you were being, and I thought, wow, I gotta go even bigger than that since we're doing Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
What? No, I said Good Cop, Bad Cop. I'm the bad cop, you're the good cop.
Okay, then there it is. That's it. I thought you said Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
All right, this week, Kev, let's switch it up. Let's have you be the bad cop.
All right, I'm going to do that.
I know.
But you know what? It's going to be a little harder for me to be the bad cop this week.
All right, can you check your tweets on your phone? I'm up to date.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking right now.
Now, for those of you who haven't listened in before, the concept is this. Every week, we like to engage with our fans by checking out our Twitter feed and to see when you're tweeting at us. And all we ask you to do is put the hashtag CalPod, hashtag CALPOD, and just tweet us. Usually we give you a prompt from the week before, and whoever writes in, the first person to write in or the best story to write in, we give them a free t-shirt.
Yeah, that easy. It's that simple. You get a free t-shirt for tweeting at us. You're all out there tweeting pictures of your food, pictures of your babies, pictures of the fetus growing inside you that nobody wants to see. You can tweet at us and get a free t-shirt.
Right.
That's just money in the bank. If somebody told me I could get a free t-shirt for I'd be tweeting every day.
Right. So the issue, I think, is I'm looking here, and I'm not sure that we got a CalPod tweet this week. It would be disappointing, certainly, but not, fatal, because we have a few people who followed us and tweeted at us. Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, no, this is rather old.
Well, Darren Patterson, Darren Credible, tweeted at us about it's actually a funny article, a cease and desist letter from a lawyer. It's been all over the internet. He tweeted at us. I don't know Darren Patterson. I don't know if he's a frequent follower of ours or what, but he did tweet at us. We have a lot of new followers.
Right, we've been very active on Twitter. Thanks very much to Julie Katak, one of our members, who's on the account all the time.
She's a tweet master.
Right.
We have Aaron Hall is one of our new followers. Aaron, we appreciate your activity. Michael Watson, also another new follower. Looks like he's a
Well, let's pick one. Look, that's pretty good active traffic for us for Twitter for a week. Why don't let's pick one of these people to give them a free T-shirt for checking in with us like that.
You know what? We got followed recently by a person named Norm Daguerre, which I assume is not his real name. Maybe it is his real name. Norm Daguerre Esquire. Norm, if you're listening and you hear this and you tweet at us, we'll send you a T-shirt. I just like your name. I don't know if it's real or not, but I like the ilk of you. So right. So shoot us a tweet.
Or direct message t-shirt. Us, either one.
Yeah. But, right. You know, tweet at us. Make us feel, you know, because then it's up there. People see it, and they think we're the big deal that we actually are.
Right. All right. So let's give people a Twitter challenge for next week.
I think the Twitter challenge was if you changed your name or something.
Right.
If you had a name change in your lifetime and you tweeted us, you're also going to get a T-shirt.
Right.
So, and whatever the story is. I mean, we'd love to hear from lawyers who deal with name changes. If you changed your name, if you had a ridiculous name. You know what? I'll even go as far. This is going to be my offer to you. To make it, to broaden the stroke here. If you have a name and you would like to change it.
Oh, I like that. See, you were not a very bad cop this week.
I know. Well, listen, we just came off a great show. It's hard for me to be too negative. But honestly, next week, if we don't hear it from you, I'm going to lose my mind.
Okay. Well, listen, that's a great way to round up this episode or end off this episode. Everybody, this is Comedians in Law, Episode 40. This is Alex Barnett.
This is Kevin Israel.
And we will talk to you next week.
Peace, y'all.